Now, let's segue. Let's move away from the teaching and the prayers about the hypocrite, and let's move into the teaching and the prayer that teaches us how to open up our heart to God. Because there are some people who don't know that they are hypocrites, and they don't know how to be released from being a hypocrite. So God wants us to open up our heart to His Spirit. And that's how people get healed from hypocrisy. That's how people get healed from being hypocrites. Especially when you say that you believe in God and you read the Word of God and you practice whatever your religious belief or tradition is. God wants your heart. He doesn't want an outer mockery of some type of form of godliness when there's no truth to the worship. So this prayer, with the biblical applications that I'll read out, this will help all of God's people. It will help those who don't know anything about God, but they've been searching, they've been soul searching. And this will help the ones who have backslidden, the ones who have been repentant and waiting for an answer. Receive this prayer. Let it bless you. Father, in the name of Jesus the Christ, I activate my faith with my belief. I'm in agreement with the Holy Spirit person. I decree the Spirit of the Lord opened up my heart. Did you hear that? The Spirit of the Lord opened up my heart. I need you to say that right now. To hear, He opened up my heart so that I would have the ability to hear the gospel message. Because I fear God with my reverence, my worship, in the name of Jesus the Christ. I decree myself, because I apply the word to myself. That's how I teach. I teach you the message, but I also apply it to myself so that those who view, those who follow, those who watch, hear, and listen to this ministry, they know that I'm not just teaching. I'm applying what I'm teaching to myself. And this is how you do it. I decree myself and my household became baptized. And my home became the center for true worship. Now, what about those who live in your home who don't believe? Well, they're sanctified because of you. And if they don't believe to the point that God takes you higher, then unfortunately, either you will be removed or they will be removed by the Spirit, the power, and the anointing of God. Why? Because light and darkness have nothing in common. So when you say to God that in a prayer that you decree yourself and your household, it could just be the dwelling place. It doesn't have to necessarily be the people who live in the house, but it can be the dwelling place. Hopefully, it would cover the people in the house if they're in agreement. And if not, it's just going to be the house. So I decree myself and my household became baptized. Isn't that something? And my home became the center for true and pure worship. In the name of Jesus the Christ. Acts chapter 16 verse 14 and 15 says, and a certain woman, a seller of purple cloth, who feared God, was there. Her name was Lydia, from the city of Thyatira. Our Lord opened up the heart of this woman. Isn't that something? Our Lord, the Spirit of God, opened up the heart of this woman named Lydia. And she heard. When her heart was opened, she started to hear what God was saying. And she heard what Paul said. And she was baptized the moment she heard it. She and everyone who was in her house. And she begged us and was saying, if you are truly confident that I believe in our Lord, come, lodge in my house and stay with me. And she constrained us much in the name of Jesus the Christ. I'm in agreement with it. I believe it. I receive it. I have it as I pray. And I thank you that the Spirit of God opened my heart. I want you to say that right now under the sound of my voice and hear it under the sound of your own voice. I thank you that the Spirit of God opened up my heart, baptized me, and baptized my household in the name of Jesus the Christ. I thank you, Father, that the Spirit of the Lord opened up my heart.